Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Dearest children, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today is Friday, 22nd May, and the corresponding Islamic date is 29th Ramadan, 1441. Ramadan is almost over. It is very possible that tomorrow could be Eid, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is kind to us and gives us one extra day, then Eid will be on Sunday. Now, the first thing is that regarding the night of Eid, this night is known as Laylatul Jaizah, the night of prize giving. There's a very special advice which my respected Shaykh Hafizullah Ta'ala gives regarding this night, and I wanted to read that out to you. The whole of Ramadan was a spiritual tournament, and the night of Eid, i.e. the night before Eid day, is when the winning team is awarded their prize. If you are given the ability to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during this auspicious night, then it is an indication that you are in the winning team. In order to be eligible for a prize, the least we should do is to refrain from every sin and engage in a little bit of extra ibadah for a while during the night. So this night, it is a night for our prize. We have worked hard in Ramadan, and we all deserve a very special prize from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we all should, number one, stay away from sin. And number two, try to do a little ibadat at least, so that our rewards can be given to us. The second thing is regarding the news of Eid. The news of Eid will start circulating well before Maghrib Azan. That is the norm. What we need to do is, we do not need to come into the wave of this news. We need to stay focused on Ramadan. Because Eid, whenever it will come, it will come. But these moments of Ramadan, once they have gone, they have gone. So let us stay focused by, number one, not looking and searching for the news of Eid until Maghrib Adhan. And number two, if we find out, then not spreading the news. And number three, after Ramadan, we need to continue the good work which we have started doing now. And in this good work, the first thing is fasting. We have fasted until now. This means we can continue fasting even after Ramadan. In the hadith, we find that the best fast and the most liked fast by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a fast of Dawood alayhi salam. And he would fast one day and he would miss one day. He would fast every other day throughout his life. So we can also try to do this. If not, then at least one fast a week, one fast a month, one fast every 2 months, whatever we are able to. And along with fasting, we need to continue our recitation of the Quran, continue with our punctuality of Salah, and most importantly, stay away from sins. Inshallah, if we do these few things, then our Ramadan would have been a very blessed month, and our Eid will also be a very blessed Eid, and then our entire lives will be very blessed, and then in the hereafter, we'll find eternal happiness, eternal joy, and you could say an eternal Eid. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all happiness in both worlds. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us all safe from the harms of this world, from the harms of the hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us all obedient to Him, grant us all the ability to keep Him happy. And on our final moment, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us Iman. Inshallah, until Monday, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.